Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We are now into hour number two. Already a lot of great calls. We're going to be going to Tom and Erica here in a moment. We're taking mainly first-time calls today, or folks that have trouble getting through on a regular basis. You know, people who call a couple times a year, that's who I'm really pushing for today. 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. The websites are Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. A lot of powerful news up there today. Be sure and check it out. But going back to Chris in Mass, he was talking about a friend of his that's close friends or very close to Lord Clinton. Hillary Clinton, the new darling for the presidency, was kind of Arnold, but we've kind of knocked him back down into his rat hole for now. He's still pushing, though, still creeping about. They were testing the water. They were trial ballooning like they were with Gonzalez for the Supreme Court. And then suddenly, oh, the conservatives, they'll save us. We better vote for a Republican. Anything's better than Hillary. It won't matter who they put in. It's going to be bad either way, so I'm not too concerned with nothing but a mid-level puppet like Hillary Clinton. Go ahead and finish up your point, Chris.
Yeah, I don't know. I just like to get to Alex Jones status up here on the East Coast so I can, you know, wake as many people up. But, like, the fact that I know someone so close to that kind of makes me crazy. You know what I'm saying? That, like, that I'm that close to, you know, like, not the power or anything, but, like, the connections of all of that garbage, like the evil. You know what I'm saying? So I just don't know how to get people to start, you know, waking up on
reality. Well, you know, the way you do it is not by attacking the individual personality, but by going, wait a minute, Hillary and the Democrats, where are they different from Bush?
Right.
I have a few examples of, okay, abortion, or okay, I mean, that's about it. A few hot button issues like that. But when it's down to core issues like open borders and big government and war in Iraq, there is no difference. Thanks for the call. Let's talk to Tom in San Francisco. Go ahead, Tom.
Yeah, hey, Alex. What's going on?
The coldest winter I ever spent was a summer in San Francisco.
Yeah, it's starting to get a little cold now, but not too bad.
What's on your mind?
What's on my mind is the mad choreographer, Mr. Thomas Barnett, is going to be on C-SPAN this weekend. I don't know if you saw anything about that.
No, I mean, I saw him a couple years ago where he openly said, world government's taking over, the Pentagon works for Wall Street, we're going to enslave you, ha, ha, ha.
Well, he's got a follow-up book now called Blueprint for Action. So, you know, I think a lot of people out there are starting to, you know, a lot of people are getting this false sense of, oh, we're bogged down in Iraq, they're not going to go attack Syria, they're not going to attack Iran. You know, if people want to watch
really? They're openly at the UN?
Well, go on, I'm sorry.
No, I was just going to say you're right. They're openly at the UN calling for a move against Syria right now.
Yeah, I'm just saying that people, like the public are, like, you know, people are starting to think that, oh, we've got Bush now, so that everything is going to calm down and go back to normal.
Yeah, wait till Bush sets a city ablaze with a stone burner.
Yeah, so I think that he's going to be actually interviewed by Representative Feeney from Florida, and it's going to be on Sunday at 6 and 9 p.m. Eastern. On C-SPAN 2 with TV. So, you know,
great.
I'm sure that you'll want to check it out. And, you know, anyone else out there who hasn't heard this guy speak before, because he is such a straight shooter.
Do you know what happened when I had him set up for the show?
Yeah, he backed out on you, right, didn't he?
Started cussing it.
Did he go on?
We're going to win. We're taking over. I mean, literally, it was like talking to a demon.
Yeah, he's just speaking.
And I said, America will defeat you. We will stand against you. Keep dreaming.
Yeah, he's a character.
World government.
He's the spider, as you would say.
He, man, that guy is just. I mean, did you watch his first C-SPAN?
Oh yeah, I saw that.
You want to comment on that when we get back?
Sure.
I'll let you finish up, Tom, because I keep cutting callers short. And then Erica, stay there. 1-800-259-9231. Bunch of news coming up. No, I mean, that's the thing. They just get up on TV and world government's here. We're going to enslave you. Ha, ha, ha.
The
word is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documentary for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139 or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of micropore filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyte is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyte, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Did you know there is an easy and inexpensive way for you to look and feel better in less than 30 days? You can lose excess weight, have more energy, sleep better, and be mentally on top of your game without even trying. This is not about vitamins or the latest nutritional wonder product. We've all had enough of those. I'm talking about God's pure whole foods. When you consume them, you look and feel better automatically. And thanks to URI International, you don't have to endure tasteless food or the expense and hassle of juicing. Using biblical farming standards and 21st century technology, URI grows, harvests, and prepares God's whole foods in pure powder form to protect and lock in their nutrients. URI ships this powder from the farm right to your doorstep, so you can conveniently consume it either in delicious drinks or veggie caps. Don't wait any longer to look and feel your best. Click the bright orange and white URI banner at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 888-224-7416. That's 888-224-7416.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right. I have been notified that Lord Barnett, Professor Barnett of the Naval War College, will be on C-SPAN coming up this weekend. And literally, his book, I've read it, is written at about a seven-year-old level. And I'm not exaggerating. It's basically this. We are the power. World government is good. We will invade 60-plus countries. It's basically the PNAC plan. China is our friend. Give them all the weapons. Remember, we had General Parton on to discredit this guy. And he wouldn't come on and debate Parton. He wouldn't come on and debate me. He would just cuss at me. That's all he could do. And literally, you watch him. But I'll never forget, he did this presentation, this PowerPoint, with even with these video game noises, like dun-dun, whenever he'd hit a button. And he calls it the gap. And basically everything but the U.S., Western Europe, Russia, and China, everything else, including all these allies, are evil. And they've all got to be invaded. But China's good, and so is North Korea. They're just threatening to get us. And it's total New World Order politics. Because, see, China is the model, folks. They're near and dear. They have mobile execution vans. They kill you for your speech. Oh, we must love them. We must properly worship them. And he openly says, Wall Street runs the military. The military no longer works for the American people. We work for a global financial system. And it is one world government. It is globalism. Ha, ha, ha. And it is so sick. And I just wanted to have him on. I was very nice. I was like, please, sir. After we said, he goes, I know who you are. You're pathetic. I can't believe all these congressmen and people come on your show. This is during a 3-minute break when he was refusing to come on. So I called him up during the break, and I said, please, sir, come on. He's like, bleeper, never. And he's like, we're going to win. Who's going to win? I go, America will defeat you, sir. And he goes, actually, imagine, America will defeat you. I'll never forget this. We wrote an article about it. You know, we will stand firm. We will defend this nation. Just keep on dreaming, bleeper, click. Imagine, I mean, I'm talking to the guy who's creating a lot of the policy at the Pentagon. Hey, America's going to win. America's going to be sovereign. We're going to defeat you or something like that. That's what I said to him. He just, yeah, keep on dreaming. I mean, he actually had it in his voice. Just keep on dreaming. Like a snake. He was so angry and pathetic. I don't want to give him much more attention, but there's a whole gaggle of them. But the scary part was there were all these generals and colonels, a packed conference room, you know, stadium seating. And they're all just smiling and clapping and, oh, yes. Oh, we're going to attack all these people. Oh, yes, and we're so powerful. And again, we'll be the bad cop in all of it. With endless terror attacks to stimulate, the police state at home, the clamp down on the public so we can't resist the government using us as cannon fodder to take over the world or the financial interests that sit in Europe. Then they play the part of the good cop. But finish up what you were saying there, Tom, and we'll go to Erica and others.
In line with what you were just saying about the way he talks and everything, I think, you know, in a debate format, I'd like to see that because I think, you catch him off guard. But when he has a chance to talk openly with, you know, no interruptions like that presentation, he just, because I have to admit that I was laying there just watching it, and after a while, he expresses so much confidence and so much, like, you know, we're going to do this and this and this.
Calm and friendly. And it's just government,
like,
sure.
And you were saying how he puts all that sound effects and stuff. Like, he's the classic example of, like, the hypnotic kind of mind control. Like, because I started at one point, like, thinking, like, you know, going back in that TV mode of oh, yeah, that makes sense. It makes sense. And I was like, wait, what am I thinking? What? This guy's crazy. And so...
You know, it's funny you said that because few people have that effect on me. But one night at about 2 a.m., I'd only read the transcript. I knew it was coming on about a year ago. So I sat up and I watched him, and I was taping it. It was like, 2 hours long or something. And after about an hour and a half, I was kind of going, oh, a friendly fella. Mm. And that's the thing about TV is that it does mesmerize. But then imagine, I then tell my wife, who's my producer, hey, I want him on. We shut him up. He refuses to come on when he finds out who I am. I call him, and he's like literally like a demon. He even wrote a blog admitting that he'd been like that to me.
Huh.
I mean, just literally like some Rasputin, Grimer, worm tree. I appreciate the call. Yeah, it's just sick. I mean, he openly says on national TV that our government works for Wall Street and that the military works for Wall Street. You ever seen the speech they give Howard Beale in the movie, the Academy Award-winning movie, Network? When they call Howard Beale in, who's been griping about how the big banks are controlling the news, he calls Howard Beale in, he's got the number one rated show, and he goes, Howard, let me tell you the facts of life. We got to get that recorded. We've got to get that and play that little 5-minute or 2-minute, about 3 minutes long, piece. There's my brain nailing it down. 5-minute, 2-minute. No, it's about a 3-minute. About a 3-minute little rant where he lays out, you know, how it's a global government and America isn't America anymore and we're all just cogs in this machine. I mean, that's what they actually, that's like a CFR movie, folks, because that's what they actually write and say. That's why I'm so freaked out. I mean, they're openly announcing they're going to take everything we've got away from us, break America up into pieces, totally destroy us, and we're supposed to sit here and take it. I mean, I'm not going to sit here and take it. Let's talk to Erica in Oklahoma. Erica, go ahead.
Hi, Alex.
Hi.
I'm a little bit nervous. I'm a first-time caller.
Well, don't be nervous, my dear. Welcome.
Thanks. Well, my husband and I have been listening since, like, spring, but my husband might have been listening a little bit sooner than that, but we really enjoy your show and the information and everything that you've been waking us up to. And I wanted to let you know my husband is in training to be a cop. But this is so that he can be, you know, on the inside and be more like a constitutional following cop. And
That's exciting. We need good people to serve.
Mm-hmm.
And service, folks, is not a bad thing. It's the highest highest level in human development is to be a servant. And I really want to commend your husband.
Good. Yeah, he's like wanting to keep, you know how the saying is, you want to keep your friends close, but your enemies closer kind of thing, you know?
Well, that should be easier in Oklahoma. Oklahoma's still pretty conservative.
We live in a small town. O'Keene is not a very big town. I like to be able to, you know, I can take a nice little walk over to the grocery store and in the library with my kids, a couple kids, and it's like a half a mile round trip. So
sounds like heaven.
We've got a nice little town here. We moved from Michigan, but really enjoy it down here, and been able to hear your show, and so wanted to tell you about that. But we just got some of your films, got four of them, and taping them as we speak, actually, to send to family and other people and stuff. But
well, Erica, the power of individuals like you and your husband making copies of those videos is unbelievable. So thank you.
I thought about just this week. I was thinking about the biblical thing that there of the watchman on the wall, and if he sees the trouble coming and he doesn't warn the people, then trouble comes and they get hurt or killed or anything, their blood's going to be on your head, the watchman's head, for not warning the people.
Well, God, I mean, I forget the actual verse, but over and over again in the Bible it says that God has set watchmen on the wall who are continually crying, who are continually warning.
Mm-hmm.
And that's us, folks. I mean, we got a government that does evil things I can't even mention, and they're trying to sell us that evil is good. They're trying to tell us torture is good. They're trying to tell us that butchering the Bill of Rights is good. They're trying to tell us that all of this evil is good, and it's not good. It's death. The wages of sin are death, folks, and that means here in this life. You know, you do bad things, it comes back on you.
Yeah. About with, like, torture and everything, all these things on TV, they're just, you know, subtly telling us all these different things about torture and how that might be a good thing and it's necessary. I just saw on TV yesterday a preview for that show Commander in Chief about the lady president that's on ABC. I saw a preview about it. I don't watch the show, but in the show they have it where there's going to be a terror attack, a threat or something, and they've got somebody in custody. And then, so this lady president, it's her decision what to do with this person.
And if they torture, it'll save lives.
Yeah, now it says that she's with her advisor, and she says she doesn't want to hear that this person was tortured. And her advisor person says, well, would you rather wait till the bomb goes off? And I don't watch the show. I don't know. I might watch it tonight, but...
But see, that's the same situational ethics. The reason I knew what they would say is... That was first in law enforcement publications about 5 years ago, mm-hmm. and they constantly beat that drum, and it's hypothetical. It's a fraud, and it's just total training for all of this. Again, they're trying to give us their values. Thanks for the call, and I'm glad you're on board with us in the fight for humanity. Joe in Mass. Go ahead, Joe.
Hey, Alex. How you doing today?
Good.
I have something I want to bring up. It just happened to a friend of mine. I don't know whether this is the result of the change in the government. He went in the hospital for surgery. He's on low income, as you know, Medicare, Medicaid. And he couldn't walk. They said it was his disc and they wouldn't do anything. But then they said there's an arteries that are clogged. So they took him in the hospital. They said he would walk better than ever. After his surgery, they transferred him to a rehabilitation nursing home, and Medicaid dropped his service, so he can't get therapy. And his landlord kicked him out of his house against his will because she didn't like him. And now he's stuck in there. And I just wanted to, I hope there's something that we can do to help him. I know I'm trying, but he needs all the help he can get. He's in New Jersey. He doesn't like being in one of those places. Is this part of what...
Well, sir, there's millions of people stuck in this. Yeah, the number one thing is family. They broke the family up, and so now there are millions of people. That's why we're supposed to have big families. That's why you're supposed to have four or five kids. So they can take care of you, and so they can take care of each other. It's very, I'm going to say it, it's very mean, I think, to only have one child, unless that's all you're given, because then they're all alone when you're dead. Or if you only have one child, you had better make sure you that they've got connections with their cousins and other family. Stay there. We'll talk about this. Now I'm going to preach about family. We'll be right back.
With the rising gasoline prices, war, and inflation on the horizon, you should be concerned about the purchasing power of your money. Since 1960, the U.S. dollar's lost 96% of its purchasing power. What can you do to protect your hard-earned money? Genesis Radio is proud to bring you the solution, the Silver Liberty Dollar. It's different from the U.S. dollar. It's 100% inflation-proof because it's 100% backed by real silver. It's already the second most popular currency in the U.S., with 100,000 people using it to protect their purchasing power. G. Edward Griffin, the author of The Creature from Jekyll Island, endorses and urges all Americans to get Silver Liberty Dollars and beat inflation today. Don't stand by and watch your hard-earned money lose value. Retain the purchasing power of your money by putting it into the moral, legal, and constitutional currency, the Silver Liberty Dollar. Visit www.libertydollar.org. That's www.libertydollar.org. Or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-639-3655.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout. Developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Sometimes getting older can be a real pain in the back. Lower back aches, sciatic nerve pain, or that knife in the back feeling is something many of us have learned to suffer through. But now, we don't have to. The Sacro Wedgie uses the same principle used by chiropractors and osteopaths to correct the alignment of the spine by supporting the sacrum and letting gravity do the rest. Simply lie on your back with the Sacro Wedgie under your sacrum and relax for about 20 minutes. You can actually feel many of these aches and pains just go away. Use the Sacro Wedgie regularly and many of these problems just don't come back. Get your Sacro Wedgie today for only $29.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and ask about the next support for perfect spinal alignment too. Yeah, getting old is a pain, but it doesn't have to hurt. Get your Sacro Wedgie today and specify whether it's for a man or a woman. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. And give yourself a wedgie.
Hi, folks. Jack Browning from Midas Resources, the real money folks. Let's review a few things from the past year, November 2003 to November 2004. The Dow has ranged from 9,800 to 10,300, a 5% increase. The dollar's value has dropped from 96 cents to 70 cents against the euro, a 24% decrease in spending power against the gold-backed euro. Gold has gone from the 390s to the 440s, a 16% increase in real money. Precious metals are the safe haven in today's hectic marketplace. To learn how to protect your shrinking dollar, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. Remember, gold is liquid, private, and portable. Call now before your buying power shrinks even more dramatically. That's Midas Resources at 800-686-2237.
Think of nothing worse than even if you were a millionaire, they could pay for nurses to take care of you. I couldn't imagine, you know, being 75, 80 years old, 90 years old, and not having any family, not having anybody to take care of me. But even worse, I know people who've got four or five children, and then they just warehouse their parents in a nursing home in another state and go see him like once or twice a year. I mean, I remember every week driving in from Rockwall into Dallas, into downtown Dallas, to go see my mother's grandmother every week. And, you know, she wanted to be in a nursing home. They offered her to move into their house, and so did her children. But, she wanted to go to the nursing home, and it was a nice nursing home. And she just didn't want to bother people. The point is that look, if it makes you mad, I'm sorry. How can you not take care of your parents? I mean, they took care of you. And I know in some cases people's parents have died and they were the only child, they don't have family, or their brother or sister died, or they're in prison or whatever, and nobody can take care of you. But still, you see, that's why the government openly says in a bunch of different strategy manuals and textbooks that they want to destroy the family. Because then the state takes total control. I mean, family's there to help you when your car's broke down and you need a spare or a ride. Family's there, not just at family reunions. Families, I mean, even first cousins are supposed to help you. It's just unbelievable. I mean, I want to have a whole bunch more children. I try to talk my wife into it all the time. Just because, number one, they're so wonderful, they're gifts from God, they're so good. And also, when I'm gone, I want them to have each other. I want them to have that community to support each other. And they're having it drilled into their heads, you take care of each other. So they're not alone when they're old. Imagine how lonely and sad that is. I mean, now all these rich people who are so self-centered that, you know, they're 50 years old and they get married to some trophy wife, number 10 bimbo, and she's married to him for 5 years and, you know, takes him for $1 million and then gets another trophy wife, and then, you know, now they're 70 years old and then has a stroke and they're up in a fancy nursing home over the lake. But when, what does it mean? Nobody comes to see them. They've got nothing. You know, they serve the New World Order. You've got nothing. And, you know, if somebody's really, really sick and has to go in a nursing home, I'm not saying nursing homes are bad. You better go see them every day. I mean, I got to say, for my uncle and, you know, his wife with her mother, I mean, they went and they saw her every single day. And when the nursing home didn't do a perfect job, they took her out. And they put her in their house with them till she died. And they took care of her. But people are so self-centered. Hey, I feel good right now. I'm 45 years old. Why should I care? Ma's all right. Ma's all right. The state over in the nursing home, and you go in there and the room smells like urine. And your mother's got bed sores. You need to have your teeth knocked out. You need to have your head stomped on. I mean, I'm serious. That is just, you know what sin is? It's not supporting life, folks. Sin is not doing what you're supposed to. Sin is not following your program. You better take care of your parents. And parents, it goes the other way. You better spend time with your children. You better watch a few less baseball games and go to a few less bars, and you better spend more time with your family. Because that's all we got in this world. You understand that? It's God's gift to us. It's the most precious thing in the world, and you flush it down the toilet every day. If you do not honor your elders, you're not going to be happy. Don't you understand that by following the law of the universe, God's laws, that you will be rewarded, you will be enriched, you will be... And for so many people, folks, they're paying for laws they broke 20 years ago. I'm not talking about the Fed's laws or the state's laws. I'm talking about the laws. You know, you jump off a cliff without a parachute and it's 500 feet to the bottom, you're going to die. I'm talking about those kind of laws. You see? You made me go off. But, I mean, the caller, listen, I felt it. I mean, I was worried about this guy. He's stuck in some place. They're not taking care of him. He's in deep trouble. He got some type of welfare surgery. He's screwed up. I want to help him, but we can't help them all. I got to take care of my family. That's who I'm going to take care of. And you got to take care of yours. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
According to the American Diabetes Association, more than 18 million people in the U.S. have diabetes. Most people with diabetes have risk factors such as obesity, high blood pressure, and cholesterol, which increase their risk for heart disease. For example, more than 65% of people with diabetes die from heart disease or stroke. Finding out you or your loved ones have diabetes can be scary. This is why, as your trusted online partner in health, we are committed to bringing you products that help you make informed decisions about your health. At researchherbs.com, you can learn more about GlucoCare, a highly effective and safe natural herbal supplement formulated specifically to help maintain optimal blood sugar levels. As with all products featured on researchherbs.com, GlucoCare is the result of several years of rigorous development and is backed by numerous clinical trials and experimental studies. Visit us online at researchherbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 to learn more. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Are your medicine cabinets full of a variety of medicines and creams for illness and pain? Now the alternative is drinking water, but not just any water. You need electrolyzed iodized water, or EO, from RPA Biotech. Drinking EO water has been noted for its ability to flush toxins, attract and neutralize free radicals, enhance the delivery of nutrients, and most importantly, supports the immune system. RPA Biotech's personal care products are specially formulated to kill bacteria, virus, fungus, and spores. Use topically to treat acne, athlete's foot, eczema, psoriasis, burns, skin rashes, and more. Use EO orally to treat sore throat, canker sores, and inflamed and bleeding gums. Try any of RPA Biotech's electrolyzed iodizing water solution products for a full 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Hear the interview with GCN's Dr. Deagle at NutriMedical.com. And for more information, visit RPA-Biotech.com or call 1-866-884-9104. That's 1-866-884-9104.
Well, John, who's running the show, wants me to keep talking about lazy people that don't take care of their family. You know, that's a good thing about my dad. I mean, he is just such a hard worker. He enjoys work. He enjoys helping his family. But you can really take advantage of him, though. I could ask my dad to just come over and change my oil, and he'd do it. If I told him I was busy and needed his help, or come roof my house if I needed his help, and he's like that with everybody else. But you got people like my dad on one end of the extreme, who'd go through hell and high water for people in his family, and you got people on the other side that just have kids and then release them like they're baby squid or something, and just off into the ocean current, wherever they may go. We're not animals, folks, but I mean even animals, even mammals, lower mammals, train and take care of their young to a certain point. And, the government tells you, though, don't instruct your kids, don't tell them what to do, don't educate them, don't inform them. And they try to train your children that instruction is boring. No, instruction is supposed to be done in an entertaining way. Teaching that is fun. And when your child is asking, what's this, what's that, what's this, what's that, the media loves to make fun of that and act like kids are some curse. No, that's a little computer wanting to understand the universe and wanting to understand how things operate. You're supposed to fill that little mind. You're supposed to make the connections for it so that it can think on its own. And they just rob us of everything. I mean, people lust after new Mercedes-Benz. They lust after some new house on the hill. They obsess on dressing cool and just focus all their energies on it. And I'm not saying any of those things are bad in of themselves, but when that's the main focus in your life, you're not going to be fulfilled. And I mean, all the great philosophers discovered this at the end of their research. You talk to so many people that have got billions of dollars, and they're just the most unhappy people you can imagine. You know, they say, I was a lot happier back in college, you know, when I was working two jobs at the grocery store and the pizza parlor and going to school because I was, you know. Now they're not happy because it just, things really don't matter. You only need things to be secure. You only need things to have your nest be comfortable. You only need things so you're not dependent on others. You only need things so you can be creative and so you can do good works in the world. I mean, there's so many people who have so much, and it's never enough, and they try to hoard it, and they're so afraid of losing it, and they're just so unhappy. And again, I'm not trying to be the preacher up here today. It's just that the callers bring up some really good points, and I can't imagine. I can't imagine being in the hospital and having no family show up to support me. I just can't imagine that. And that means when your family's in the hospital, you got to go see them. And you should take pleasure in it. I mean, it's a good thing. It's what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to support your family. But instead, they're real good at diverting all of your energies. Instead of spending time with your family, well, I'm involved in the Charity League. Well, I go to all the functions. Well, I give money to the local CPS group. Well, I give money to the, well, I go to this function and that function. And so the government has moved in to get you to do all of those natural functions, those things you're supposed to do, and they siphon your energy off into bad things. So many of you give money to charities, you don't even know where the money goes. So many of you go to these functions and do things that you think are helping, but you didn't research to make sure. You see, that's the other half of charity. Half of charity is being willing to give and having that giving spirit. The other half is making sure you're giving in the right place. And charity starts at home, folks. If you don't have your house in order, and you haven't got your family in order, and you haven't defended your family and taken care of your family first, then you don't have any business being, you know, running around out there. But I'm talking about all these yuppies and all these nouveau riche women and men, you know, who are out busily, you know, giving money to the local communist groups and the local gun-grabbing groups and the local child-grabbing groups and the local, you know, all this money of these well-meaning people bolsters all this evil. And I'm sick of it. All right, now I'm really ranting. Let's go ahead. We're about to go to Davey, but he just hung up, so we'll go to David in Arizona, then Rodkin and Ed and others. Go ahead, David.
Oh, good morning, Alan. You know, you are truly the Paul Revere of the 20th century, in my opinion.
Well, you are too, then.
I'm a former off-night. I have a comment about illegal immigration, but I just wanted to mention to you real quickly, I'm a former off-night. I used to live there in Hyde Park, Avenue G, you know where that area is?
Sure, I do. Sure.
And lived in Dallas for 4 years, Lower Greenville area. So I know Texas very well. I'm in Phoenix, Arizona, Alex, and this illegal immigration issue could not be more personified than here. The illegal Mexicans have literally taken over this city. All the middle-class people are moving to outer areas such as Scottsdale, and they're building homes at a record rate with Mexican labor, of course. You can't find an American citizen on a construction site in this town. You cannot find a carpenter.
Again, that's because they'll work for half the wages, and it knocks
exactly
out whole strata. And so before it was just picking vegetables and stuff. Now it's the construction jobs. Now it's the high-tech engineering computer jobs. They bring in the Indians. It's undercutting. It's lowering the standard of living.
I know that, and what I want to know is what your opinion. Who is financing this? You know, I mean, this.
We know who.
The new home construction in this town is exploding, and I'm wondering, well, who are they? Where is this money coming from?
Well, I'll tell you, there's a bunch of different factors coming together to give you the perfect storm. You know that the dollar's been devalued by about 45%, though it just went back up by 4%, so the dollar's been devalued by 41%, and so the Federal Reserve has caused this by printing roughly $5.5 trillion in the last 3 years. So real estate is overvalued, but at least there's some real value there, better than just having fiat notes in a bank account. And so what's happened here is that money is rushing into construction, rushing into real estate. There is a bubble, but at least there's more density and true value in that bubble than there is in the total fiat bubble that's a bubble without a bubble. It's just hot air that is the fiat currency. But the Ford Foundation, the federal government, both parties, they want to drive down wages. Their enemy is the middle class. Whether you're a Hispanic in the middle class or a black person or an Asian or a white, they don't care. They want to get rid of the middle class, and they're going to use Latin American labor predominantly and Chinese labor as well to get rid of that middle class, and it's working quite nicely.
Well, it's very obvious here. You know, you it's almost like a Tower of Babel here in the Phoenix area. You can't find a normal American store. I mean, everything is Hispanic. Everything in this town has been totally transformed into I call it Tijuana, Arizona. You know, it's not American City anymore.
I understand you, and I appreciate your call. And then, as if that isn't bad enough, then the federal government, the Mexican government, all these big foundations are giving them literature and in comic book format, so even people with a third grade education can understand it, saying this is your country. Why would the big money in New York tell these people, take over America, whites are your enemies? When you go to Mexico, and literally it's 6'4" white people, you know, ruling over the indigenous population. Very racist in Mexico. Their entire leadership. I mean, literally, go to their Congress online. Look at the pictures of the people. Look at their surnames. Schmidt and Johnson and Hockengrogel. And, I mean, it's Swartz. I mean, it's a joke. It's a joke, and I mean, I'm just sitting here, and the big money comes in, and the banks finance, the radio stations are called the invaders, the invasion, the takeover, the Aslan, the race. They got stations called the race. You're like, what is this? It's simple. I mean, Mexico's population's gone from 15 million to 100 million. The next 20 years, it'll go up another 100 million, seriously. And it's that simple. This is going to be Latin America. And it'll just be like in Latin America where the globalists own the leaders and we're all peons, folks. And somehow the peons will all feel good because everywhere will be Mexican flags. We'll all be slaves and there'll be Mexican flags. Instead of climbing out of the murk, the globalists are going to make sure that we all just stay in it. And that's the plan. Bring America down at any cost. And believe me, sir, I know what you're talking about. I mean, I know. Can you imagine if there was a town where only English could be spoken in court proceedings? Why, there'd be FBI investigations and Justice Department lawsuits. But there's, what, 5-6 towns now on the Texas border? El Cenizo was the first 8 years ago. San Antonio Express News, 10-part series, back in 98. I remember liberal Shannon Burke, a local radio station, couldn't believe it. He goes, have you seen this, El Cenizo? You're right, Alex. Look at this. No English allowed. Basically, if you're white and live in the town, you're kicked out. It's a racial state. A racial state. And you talk to people running this racial state, they don't even know what the racial state is. I mean, it's like, we're Chicano. Well, what is that? It's Chicano. Well, it's Spanish, Anglo, and Native American. I mean, just so what? And no, I mean it's amazing. It's absolutely amazing, and it's just going to get worse and worse. And our standard of living is going to go down, down, down. That's why the majority of American Hispanics, the vast majority, it's almost 70%, are against the open borders because they know, and those numbers are growing. But a lot of them feel like it's peer pressure. Well, if I'm against the open borders, then I'm against my people. The news told me, no, you're not. Your people are your children. You want them living in Mexico City? If it's so good, move down there now. Because that's what Phoenix and San Antonio and Houston and L.A. are going to be in the next 20 years, folks. And you say 200 billion people. At the average age of 16, ladies and gentlemen, they start having children. They have an average of 4.5, which I don't blame people wanting to have kids. But if you're going to have kids, you better have money to take care of them. That's the important part of the equation. And the globalists just love it. They're going, look at this. We're going to have another 100 million slaves, that's what they call them, here to do whatever we want. The middle class, it's over. The globalists have used China and 1,300,000,000+ slaves over there. They don't like hearing it. None are so enslaved as those that don't know it, who are slaves and don't know it, paraphrase there. And they've used that slave labor to leverage out all our companies. We're totally deindustrialized. And they've used those select deals for Walmart and a few other retailers to take over everything. Same story. This is economic warfare. And the globalists sit up there in their ivory towers, folks, and their armored compounds. They're using the Latin Americans. They're using the Chinese. They're using India to shut down our computer programming. They've hit us at every level. Our children have absolutely no future if this goes on just a few more years. It's already probably too late. Right now, we're just trying to salvage something. We're trying to pull out of this crash dive and maybe get some landing gear down and get some flaps up and, you know, somehow try to slow down a little bit so maybe there's some survivors. And I use that as a paraphrase for the economy. I mean, we're coming in right now at full speed towards the ground, and we got just a few minutes to try to get the landing gear down and try to do a crash landing. I mean, that's all I'm doing. Mayday, mayday, get ready, we've been under massive attack. And finally, because everything's falling apart, people are finally listening. Hey, I heard them on the news say global government. Maybe that Alex Jones isn't lying. Hey, I found out Roberts is anti-gun at CBS News. They're praising him. He's anti-gun. I thought he was pro-gun, Bush. Hey, wait a minute, maybe Alex isn't lying to us. Hey, I heard Bush call for amnesty. Hey, I heard about cancer viruses and the vaccines. Hey, what? Finally. And then finally, they're starting to hear me. Mayday, we're going down! Whoop, whoop, whoop! Emergency! This crap will self-destruct in T-minus 2 years. Doop, doop, doop. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Detonate! World government. You know, I mean, we're here, folks. This was the Alamo. We're swinging our muskets. I'm about to go, you know, into the powder keg here. I mean, it's just up against it, point-blank range, total destruction. The New World Order's got every one of its guns aimed at the U.S. firing, blowing everything to pieces, consolidating the power, setting up a police state, openly calling for martial law, openly conditioning everybody to accept it. Meanwhile, we're all thinking we've had a victory because they know that we're waking up, so they want to give us a little false victory. Oh, look, Bush is in trouble. Oh, look, ooh, as if he runs anything. So I'm getting ripped off on gas prices, but that's okay. Because at least, you know, at least Bush is in trouble. No, they've laid waste to us. But the good news is people are finally waking up. People are starting to look around and go, my God, this is global government. We really are losing our freedoms. And they're asking the good Lord above for help. Well, God helps those that helps themselves. Let's go to Rodkin in Vermont. Go ahead, Rodkin.
Thank you very much, Alex. You are just so moving and inspiring. You even make me laugh during these serious times, and I don't often laugh. I'll get to the point. A friend of mine was asking where you were reading off weeks ago a list of what FEMA was supposed to do to exacerbate a situation, and I tell people, according to those parameters, they get a 5-star A+.
Well,
where does one Google that FEMA document that tells them to delay the food and the supplies and the water and lock people up and cut the emergency communication lines, all that stuff?
Well, we wrote a big article with all with dozens and dozens of news articles and each admission of what they do, and their main job is to take control. So I think you confused what we were saying. But we know that they blocked the communication lines and jammed from day one when Katrina came in. We know that they cut police lines and cut towers. We know in three parishes the sheriffs had to call out armed police to guard against FEMA. We know FEMA held back the food. There was food there for 2 days in front of the people at the sports dome as they were begging with troops aiming guns at them. They had to have things break down to then go, see, only martial law will keep you safe, so Bush could go on TV and say, we need to get rid of posse comitatus to stop problems like this from happening.
Okay, I thought it was something like the P2OG document.
Well, there are FEMA documents, but you know what? Right now, I'm not getting enough info from you to specifically remember or know what you're talking about.
Okay, I couldn't believe the other day when you were interviewing Janice Karpinski that she didn't know about P2OG, and I know you'd explain it as compartmentalization, but, you know, I wonder what rock these people are living under that they aren't aware of what their troops are having to be confronting.
You want to talk about P2OG? Are you done?
I am done. Thank you.
Thank you for the call. I appreciate it. I'll hopefully it'll pop in my head what you're talking about. We'll be right back.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the street indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll-free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in the U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at berkeywater.com.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCM Radio Network.
I love taking calls. You know, we alternate. Some days we'll have 3 or 4 guests on. Sometimes 5 guests a show. Other days we'll just take calls the entire time. And sometimes we'll do nothing but cover news. But I'm going to do this. I'm going to leapfrog back and forth between news and your calls in the next hour. And I'm going to keep each caller down to about a minute. I always say that, never do it, but I'm going to try. And we're going to go through a lot of your phone calls. The toll-free number to join us is 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. 9231. And we'll get you up and on the air. Before I go to Ed and Jim and others that have been holding the longest, coming up this Thursday, 7 o'clock, Alamo Draft House, South Lamar, Austin, Texas, big, nice theater, food, drinks, everything. I'll be there with my books and videos and have a table out front. Be glad to shake your hand. Meet a lot of great like-minded people at these events. And Jack Blood's going to be coming out to this event as well. Another one of the local guys fighting the New World Order. And I'm going to be showing the new film, The Order of Death, which is now 45 minutes long. It is completed. And the new Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove, re-edited, remastered, new information added, really beefed up. And by beefed up, we've cut 35 minutes out of the film. But it's even better for that. It's been had more information added. So total, 2 hours, 10 minutes of footage. We'll have a speech and a question and answer as well. Be sure and go to Infowars.com to link through to the Alamo Drafthouse website and to purchase your tickets before they sell out. And they could sell out any time now, folks. We'll tell you when they do, but go ahead and get your tickets today. Don't wait. Go to Infowars.com and get them. Or if you don't have a computer and you live in the Austin area, drive down South Lamar, get your tickets to the box office right now, or have your... have one of your friends or family who work on South Lamar or near there drop by and get a ticket for themselves and get a ticket for yourself, and you can reimburse them. I hope to see you out there coming up this Thursday, 7 o'clock, for The Order of Death. It's not even out on DVD or VHS yet, folks. It hasn't even gone to the duplicators yet. It's about to this week. So it's not even available yet. It's online for PrisonPlanet.tv members. They've been able to see it. But come out. And I hope to see you out there this Thursday, 7 o'clock, Alamo Draft House on South Lamar. And in case you don't live in Central Texas, if you live in Ohio or New York or California, or in case you live in East Texas or Pensacola, Florida, or Kansas City, Missouri, wherever you live, get my videos by going to Infowars.com. You can look at all the different videos, read about all the new specials we're offering, three DVDs, three of my films for $4.95. I mean, normally that's normally three videos is what, $75, $25 a piece. This is $45. I mean, do the math. We're talking a huge discount. Got a bunch of other specials we're offering. So it's really important to take advantage of them. Go to Infowars.com and look at all those new specials we've got on the main page. Get the videos. Make copies of them. Get them out to your friends and family. Get them on Access TV. I want to commend those that have done that. Or call toll-free. They can tell you all about the different specials or send you out a free brochure if you'd like that. It's 1-888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. Or, as I said, go to Infowars.com and order via the shopping cart, or PrisonPlanet.tv, 15 cents a day. See all my weekly TV reports, all my documentaries, including now my 13th film, Ooh Spooky, The Order of Death. I didn't think of that, but I guess it kind of fits into the montage, or the kind of, it's not the word, not montage, kind of fits into the, the point is, you need to get... need to get these videos. I'll be right back.
Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645.
Hello.